Chapter 1. There was no taking it back now, no do-overs. Never. He had said yes, so he was going. There were storm clouds over paradise as Jesse Stone looked out at the Atlantic and remembered his last night in L.A., staring out into that other ocean. What Jesse thought was that watercolor and sunlight was beside the point. At night, all oceans were black. He understood that a lot of people, maybe most, believed the ocean symbolized endless possibility, better days, bright futures. Jesse knew better. He took a sip of his Black Label and soda. He was alone, with only the ocean and his regrets for company. You can gaze at the road ahead of you all you want, but your future is in your rearview mirror. "Jesse? Chief Stone?" a busboy called to him. Jesse was too busy time-traveling there on the dock behind the restaurant to hear. "Excuse me, Chief Stone," the kid tried again. This time Jesse heard him and turned. He nodded at the kid. "The boss, he wants you to stop by the office before you leave."
"I'll be right in." It was the usual kind of thing in a small town. Dan Castro, chef and owner of the Lobster Claw, was a squat man with sad brown eyes and the weight of the world pressing him down. The place had been up and running for only 2 months, and Dan had discovered why it was easier to want to own a restaurant than to actually own one. He wanted to know if Jesse could talk to the health inspector. Jesse was the police chief, so he must have a lot of pull with the selectmen, the health department, the dog catcher. Jesse tried listening, without much success. Stared at Dan's moving lips, watched his gestures, but Jesse wasn't exactly in the moment. He was thinking about tomorrow's drive down to New York City, about the reunion. He had been thinking about it on and off for the last 6 weeks, ever since he'd gotten the invitation from Vic Prado and sent back the little RSVP card with the check in the yes box. As the date got closer, it was all he could think about. He said something reassuring to Dan and left. It must have been good because Castro's eyes weren't quite so sad, nor did he seem as much a victim of gravity. As Jesse drove back home through the streets of Paradise, he tried to recall exactly what he had said to the restaurant owner. For the life of him, he couldn't remember. That's how distracted he was by what lay ahead of him over the next few days. The scotch hadn't helped with his memory, and this reunion hadn't helped with the scotch. Jesse's tug of war with booze no longer held any romance for him, nor anyone else. He had a problem with drinking. It was like a given in a geometry equation. When he realized his words to Dan Castro were lost to him, Jesse shrugged and moved on. He remembered he was a cop, the top cop in a town 15 miles outside of Boston, a million miles from L.A. The rain came in a light spray, not even heavy enough for Jesse to use the wipers. He studied the streets. He had settled into the rhythms of town life, but thought that only someone who didn't know him would describe Paradise as his adopted hometown. He'd grown up in Tucson, lived in L.A., and now Paradise. Were any of them really home? That was for someone else to ponder. For the moment, Jesse Stone was running through his checklist for tomorrow, making sure everything was set before he went down to New York. As he turned for home, the skies opened up, the rain falling in sheets so thick that he could no longer make out the streets of Paradise. He was no longer paying much mind to the rain or the streets. Distracted again, Jesse Stone was caught in a rundown between his past and New York City.